Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend James, and I can't believe it. I'm back on air. Oh, it was hard for me to, I tried to post some shows during on Christmas and on New Year's both, and I really got psyched up to do it and everything, but there was a problem with Blog Talk, and so I didn't get to do it. But they were blessings in disguise. I never take time off of work, and so I actually got to take time off of work. And I relaxed, and for those that I missed your request for a consultation, I'm sorry. I was all over during the holidays. But I'm back, and I'm really happy to be here, and it is a new year, and it's going to be a remarkable year for a lot of people. We're going to see a lot of discord coming forward, but remember, if you stay in the light, you will darkness can't penetrate the light. Light diminishes darkness. So when you're angry, take a step back, recoil, and forget about it. What are you going to... Anger is just ego. You don't need to be angry about anything. Everything can be precisely talked out, and that's called communication. So if you're not good at communication, then try communicating by writing so that you can write down your ideas and expressions so that you are conveying your truth. What everybody that's intuitive knows is that what you say is what you're creating. So in a sword, your sword is your tongue or your voice or what you're saying. And if you're cutting negatively, you will be, bringing those experiences into your life. If you're cutting positive, then you're having positive experiences. I can honestly say that I had the greatest experiences over the Christmas holiday, but I did have some tumultuous news. My mom is passing, and they put her on a do not resuscitate. And so, you know, that's distressing news to anyone when your mother's, you know, they're important to every single person. And I have not had a good relationship with my mother, and but it's not that I wouldn't pray for her to have health, and it would, and I do pray for her to have restored health if she wants it, or I hope that she passes with ease and grace. You know, we all have our time, and it's coming. You know, that's everybody's life. How you go through those experiences are choices that you make individually. And if you understand that you're transitioning, it can be easier. Or if you're angry and if you are, you may not even have your life end. You have to come to letting go of the ego and surrendering. There's not anything more you can do if it's your time, but open up to the possibility that God loves you and that you're moving forward to the next phase of your transition. Because it doesn't end. It doesn't end here. This is really some kind of simulation or some kind of training ground for us to become spiritually enlightened. And it does put it, every single person, I try to tell my son, every single person is going through something. We all go through something. Some people are going through good stuff. Some people are going through bad stuff. Some people are, you know, lost and can't think what they want to do. That's going through. Some people feel like they're stuck, and that's actually going through when you sit there and think, I have no way out of this, going through, because there is a way out of it. Until you die and then it's over, that is when you it's over here in the 3D, but you transition. So you want to be as enlightened as possible when you do that transition. You want to have your heart in the most peaceful and calming place. And you don't want to, my mom's 87, and the first thing she said is, I'm worried about money. She's in a nursing home. You know, she doesn't need money. Every single need is met there. And what she needs to do is concentrate on her health. But all she can think about is what they're taking her money. They're going to, you know, and it's ridiculous. Money, you can't take it with you to the other side. And what you have to do is focus on love and health and ending in the most peaceful way possible. Anyways, I want to, and what I want to say is that even though that is really, really bad and everything, I still had an amazing holiday, and I still stayed in the light, and I was still able to try to help my mom through her discord, but to pray for her in the right way. Pray that she finds that peace. Pray that her heart calms down. Pray that her mind settles so that she doesn't have to think about money, because it's not necessary. If she gets out of the nursing home and goes back to living with my sister and all that, yeah, then that's a different story. But on her, you know, they – anyways, I don't want to go on anymore because I could talk on this forever. But what I did was I turned it into a positive. I actually took time with my son and I to pray. And we're not prayers. We don't pray together, but we ask for healing of her heart, and we ask that she find peace, and we ask that, you know, in her transition, it's to the highest level possible by the grace of God. And in that, I was able to let go that she's passing, and I was still able to have the most joyous of holidays. And I don't really celebrate Christmas. And I don't really celebrate New Year's, but they're important hallmarks in so many people's lives that I felt it was necessary to do a show on both days. Unfortunately, because of Blog Talk, I didn't get to do it. But you're here now, and what I want to do is my guide's a key. He's from 12th Dimension Elvira. He speaks light language. It's not English. It's a vibrational language. And I don't know how to tell people, but scientifically, they're proving that we are all vibration, and that vibration does actually create and move solid objects, material objects. And if you really check into it, I won't talk about it right now. I'll come back to it, though. But vibration is what you are. You're made up of a frequency and a vibration. And in that, you can vibrate higher or lower. And the higher you vibrate, the happier you're going to be. So when you're doing good things, you're happy and it feels good, your vibration's high. And then you hear something bad, oh, that takes a knock to your vibration. How do you get back up to that high vibration? You have to reset. And you have to address that, you know, you had a hit too. It's real. You did have an emotion that brought your emotions down, or you were brought down a level. But what you do is you don't rail on it. You don't have it bring you farther down. You don't dwell on it. You release it so that it can go to the highest place possible and restore itself. So what we're doing now is we're just going to bring in light body energy, because your physical body is the essence of what you're putting out. And if you're feeling negative or anxious or energy that's vibrating uncomfortably, then yes, you're going to have more of a negative experience. If you're feeling that vibration of positive love, and even if you don't have anybody that you think loves you, God loves you, because you're here, and you're here on purpose, and you're here now on purpose. There's a reason why you're here, and it's to go through the ascension, and it's to discover who you are, and so that you don't have to do a repeat cycle, possibly in this same simulation. So what we want to do is we want to fill our hearts with love, the highest love that you can think of. And to me, when I bring it down, it's God's love is a vibrational light. Or it's light because it vibrates so high, it's clear, it's bright, it's vibrant. And we want that in our light body so that when people are all negative around us, we can still smile and we can still have our good life and we can still go ahead and create this new ascension. So what I want you to do is put your hands up to the sky, and then we're going to just bring in the vibration of the white light through our hands and infuse it into our light bodies. And he's asked me to have you breathe in three breaths, very large breaths, in through your nose. Hold it for a second, and then you want to release. And when you release, you want to think, I'm letting go of what no longer serves me. And now you might be feeling this in your hands. It's a vibrational light, and it's just going to infuse you, but it's really going to infuse your light body. And you may feel warm everywhere. And your light body is all the way from 1 foot below your feet to about a foot above your head. It goes. It's not quite that far out when you from your physical body, but it does go up and above and below you. And now just take one more final breath in, and then we're going to release what no longer serves us, and we're now just going to allow the light to settle into our light body. And if your eyes are closed, you might be able to actually see your light body around your hands, like glowing. And so it is. And so I have a full caller queue, and some people have already are gone already, because I remember what the first person who called was. Okay, I'm going to go right onto the caller queue. Stay on the line, even if the show ends, and I'll try to get to every single person, unless they cut me off before that, but usually that doesn't happen. So my first caller is going to be 562. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yvonne from Long Beach, California.
Hi, Yvonne. How can I help you today?
Yes, I just wanted to get a general reading, just whatever pops up or messages.
Okay. What I'm getting for you is get ready for a change. You're going to have to embrace moving forward. So, but I feel like you're going into a positive shift. Could you maybe mute your phone because it's giving me feedback?
Oh, okay. Hold on one second.
Sorry. It's just sometimes that it threw a key off. That's actually what happened. So, okay. Let me get back to what you were saying. You're going through change. It's quite exciting time for you. Oh, this is going to be a pivotal year for you, I believe, especially in like September. But there's a lot that's happening through the year. June's another hot spot for you. You have to embrace change. And vibration that I get is that possibly that you either don't believe you're changing or you're afraid of changing. So it could be one or the other. But you have experienced some difficult situations that are done. They're just done, and you don't need to repeat them. And when you think of the past, what I want you to do of those situations that were bad or discordant, I would always say, I release that. It no longer serves me, instead of hashing through it one more time. And now I'd ask you to put your phone on so that I can see if you understood what I said.
Yes, I understood everything.
Okay, okay, so I hope that helps, and I guess I got it then.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. It's going to be a good year. Look for hot spots, like I said. It looks like June and September. And look for really positive change, you know. Allow yourself to be blessed is what I really want to say, because it is going to be a good year for you, and you are going to be a lot happier and less stressful. So I'm going to leave you with that. Namaste. Thank you for calling. I'm going to go right on to 111. Hi, 111. You're on the air. Can I get your first name?
Oh, yes. Welcome back. Thank you for taking the call, Melissa.
Oh, hi. Hi, Melissa. How can Melissa's New Mexico? How can I help you?
I feel a change in your energy. Very, very good news. I'm a this year. The job that I had right now. I believe the head person, one of the head person wants, what's going to happen to that job? Am I still going to be, they created a false application and I'm thinking about doing a PD report. I talked to HR. I don't know if I'm still going to stay there in that department or they're going to switch me. What is my best option?
I get you staying there for the first 6 months. So I like to try to stay in the 6 month thing. I think you're there. It looks pretty steady. That doesn't mean like it looks like maybe April. They're going to be doing some shifting stuff, but I don't see you changing. I see you almost like sitting there. But then on the outside of where you are, like what I get two things for you. On something that you must be doing independent of that, that you're going to do something outside of work that's going to create possibly a new career for you. Do you understand that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what they want you to – go ahead. What was that?
No, please. I need to be successful because I'm very independent. And I serve God, so please continue.
Yeah. I believe you are similar to the person I just talked to where, like, you have gone through a lot of situations, but they're different this year. This year it's going to flow more for you. You're going to – not that everything's going to go perfect, but I actually feel like the end of February, March, April are really positive times coming up for you in your creation. And I think it's of a different career. So, like, it's you're going to move away from what you do to something completely new. And I feel like it could be independent. But you can't beat yourself up all the time. You can't be afraid. You have to face the truth all the time when you try to do stuff for yourself. And I'm not judging or anything, but you have a tendency to get fearful. And in that, it creates illusion when you get scared. I can't do it. Oh, it's not going the way I'm supposed to. I need it now. All those things are fear. We don't need anything now. What we need to do is we need to allow what we need. And it will come in God's perfect timing. And if you can get on that path, then everything that you do is in perfect timing and everything you do is in the right direction and there is no fear. Do you get that?
Yeah, there's no fear. Reverend James, before you continue, I just want to know if they're going to continue to give me a problem because I had you said switch. And I'm still going to be that. They're not going to switch me to another department because I'm a little bit concerned that the manager might be giving me mm-hmm. problems. He lied.
I'm not getting, like I said, I think it will happen, but I don't think it's happening right away. Like I said, is it going to be before June? Or May? Yeah, I think I'm not getting – I want to stay in the 6 months because I want you to call back and ask me again. But right now I don't know what's the delay is because it's so many questions to figure that out. But I don't feel like you're going to move forward in that position for at least 6 months. But I do feel like something's happening outside of the job that you're creating or going to do or move to. So if you look for a different job, then it looks like you will move. But if you stay scared, I feel like you'll stay right where you are all through the whole 6 months. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I understand. It's just it's very good pay, and I'm using my benefits right away. So when it's released, I got it. I am working on another project delay because I had to make some changes and modifications. And okay. I know.
Okay.
Thank you for your
life. So now it's just wait for it to flow, or allow it to flow. Don't wait. Allow it to flow right from today forward, okay? Because this is the new year, and there's new – your energy is new. And it's positive. It's you really are so much – you've grown up so much, and I don't even need – I don't need to tell you. You know yourself. So I'm going to let you go with that. I hope that helps.
Thank you, Rose James.
Okay, namaste.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, now I'm going to go on to 651.
Hello.
Hi, 651. Hi, you're on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Christiana from Minnesota.
Hi, Christiana. How can I help you today?
I was just wondering if you see me starting to get my energy back up again. I've been struggling with some low energy and not feeling well.
Okay. So what I'll do this for everybody. Let's just clear out and cut some cords. So, Christiana, why don't you just put your hands facing up to the sky, and what I want you to do is just think of the worst things now that you want to get rid of, the things that you hate. We need to bring them to the forefront so that we can cut them. Things that are repressing you or making you believe that it's not true, that you're not loved by God. And this is for everybody that's listening. Because these are negative cords, and I'm going to ask, I'm going to bring in, I'm seeing who's coming in. Come on. It's going to be Michael. And, it is going to be Metatron too. Okay. So what I want you to do, everybody, is just put your hands facing up to the sky, and we're going to try to, or we're not going to try, we are going to cut some negativity and raise everybody's vibration through a light infusion and a cord cutting. And I need you to take like four breaths in through your nose. I want you to keep breathing while I'm talking to you. Just in, hold it for a second, and just release it. And then after about four times, you can just breathe regularly. He's saying this is for all. Now bring back all those bad memories that were thoughts and feelings and discord, and let's bring it to the surface. You have to feel it to get rid of it. And we recognize it. Right now, we're all recognizing everything that we don't like or don't want in our lives, and we're cutting the cord to it. Okay, now let's take a big breath. Those were the cords that got cut. And all those cords that got cut, we're transmuting them, we're taking them and transmuting them in heaven never to return to earth again. I didn't say that out loud when he did it, but we talked about it when I was uttered. So here's the second part of it. We're going to bring in an infusion of light of wherever there's a cord, you always want to infuse it with light because an empty hole creates a vacuum, and a vacuum always gets filled with something. And now Metatron is doing some kind of blessing. And say, and again, we want to take one breath in and release what no longer serves us. And we're going to do one more thing. I'm just seeing what he's saying. Okay, and so now we're just doing like a binding of light with love of in your heart. So we're opening your heart up to the divine or the God light or the Christ consciousness essence. It's just pure divine light. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. And so I want you just to take one more breath and blow it out, and I just need you to tell me how you feel.
I feel like a feeling of love in my heart.
I just wanted you to be calm. Did you feel it cut, the cords cut by any chance? Some people do, some people don't. It's okay if you didn't. There were some cords, mm-hmm. Some real sad, sad cords. So we cut them, we transmuted them in heaven, and we infused you with the light. And I really believe if you, as long as you, you know, stay on the path of love, you will transform into, you already are a flower, but a flower that realizes you're a flower. I don't think you realize how special you are, and you're more special, and it'll come more and more apparent this year. And I don't like to go out, I don't like people to wait, so I just want you to follow through the whole year. Embrace kindness. Stop being angry. Recognize when you're feeling fear, and is it true? And because I feel like you need to be brave too, but your situations are going to flip to the positive. So this is going to be a good year for you, as long as you embrace good. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Oh, man, it is going to – I think you've shifted. I think you shifted to probably about a month ago, feels like, maybe in November, the end of November. I feel like when, you know, like, when energy comes from outside the world to us, they're infusing us with this energy, like on 11/11 and all those different days that people do extra work on. I think you shifted in November, in because your energy feels like it shifted, and now you're really going to just. I feel like you're going to be chocolate. What is it? Hot chocolate. You're going to be just like hot chocolate. Everybody loves it. It's like nobody doesn't like hot chocolate. I just thought, what is the happiest thing to me in the world? And it was hot chocolate.
Make sure it has marshmallows in it.
No kidding. That's what you get to add. You get to be, you already are the essence of great. But you get to be the marshmallow. Seriously, you get to add that now. And that's what I want you to do this year, okay? I want you to be that happy. And every time you think of something negative, I'm hot chocolate and I'm putting marshmallows in my life. And I'm telling you, your life will be marshmallows. Seriously.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I hope that helps. Yep, namaste.
It does.
It's funny how they give me different analysis. I really do love hot chocolate. And I said, I wanted to get something that she would think was great. He said, hot chocolate. Okay. I'll go with it. Okay, here's my next caller is going to be 203. Hi, 203. You're on the air. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Reverend James. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat. How are you doing?
Okay, I'm
Happy
glad
New
you got
year.
Some rest. Yeah. I'm glad you too. I'm glad you got some rest and condolences with your mom. I understand exactly where you are with your relationship. So I'm praying for you. And
thank you.
Couple of quick questions. And well, you know what? I'm struggling I'm sort of having a lot of bad luck happen again, but in most of the instances, I'm finding, the silver lining. I'm finding an amazing gift or an amazing save with it, where things could have been a lot worse, but they're much better, the outcome's better. But on Christmas Eve, my neighbor, who I absolutely will not talk to because of previous stuff that he's done to me and my dog, I opened my door. I was bringing my laundry upstairs. I'll try to be as quick as I can. And he was there holding a card. I thought he was playing around with something in my open box outside, and I just said, please put it back. When I came back, my mind said, put gloves on and open that card with a knife. It was all wet outside. I opened the card inside, and it was all bizarrely junk inside. And I'm pretty sure it was bodily fluids, and this action was just vile. This time I went down to security, had them take pictures, called the police. The police just really played it down and kind of humiliated me. I don't know if they're being right or not, but he really, over and over and over again, said, what do you want me to do, write up a report that you've got a Christmas card that was wet? And so I let him go. I said, I'm sorry. I know you're busy. It's Christmas Eve. Blah. Thank you for coming. I just, no negative energy towards him. He came back and gave me a case number. Okay, so I wrote management, and basically all I want, I don't want to get involved with this. I just want him to stay away from me, my door, my mailbox, my car. And, you know, that's all I'm asking for management to enforce. And they're coming back with a really soft letter saying, you know, really can't control what people do. And I won't buy that. You know, management can control
the
police.
They can. They can't, but the police can. They can't tell people. They have limited authority on to the degree that I think of controlling which way a person walks or what that. What you actually need is a restraining order. If you have fearful feelings of a person and you feel they're threatening and you've had experience where you've had to file a police report and now you feel even more fearful, then you need to get an order of protection so that that person cannot come in with 30 feet of you.
Just to save time, I'm waiting for elderly law to call me. As you said, I can't do restraining. I need to do a protection. And I've been sent to them. We're playing phone tag. Will they help me resolve this?
Yes, they're going to help you.
Thank
or you're
you.
Going to feel okay. like you're helped. I don't know what they're going to do. That's what I get. I get that you're going to feel like you're helped.
Wonderful.
Okay.
I got a job taking care of a woman with Alzheimer's twice a week, just very few hours.
Good.
Will I be able to keep that? Will I be successful? I'm excited about it.
Yes.
Will I
the answer is yes on that.
Okay.
It was yes, you'll be able to keep it, and that is good. I feel pretty good about things that are going on with you. A couple of things that you said, Pat, that do bother me. One is you said my bad luck. Luck is an illusion, okay? Situations that are happening to you are not as positive as you want them. So what we have to look at is the situations and not that it's luck. Luck is where you're putting fate on yourself. My bad luck is returned.
You're right.
So I need you to cancel that.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to tell you, cancel that, okay, because you have come so far and you have seen miracles in the times of where you needed a miracle.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want you to negate all the process that you made over the last year.
Yeah.
What I want
you
to do is say, okay, I'm empowered. I'm not going to be fearful. I do nothing wrong. I'm going to take the proper action so that I don't have to feel fearful. And in that, I'm going to trust God will allow me the peace in my heart and mind to have the happiest life possible or to move forward in the direction he's pushing you. So, yeah. Or she, God, you know, whoever God is, the Godhead. I said that to my mother, and she was like, what the hell are you talking about? I was like, well, God isn't really, I said, well, God really isn't a person, Mom. He's like a big Godhead. He's an energy. And she's like, how do you know? You've never been there. She was like,
oh, God.
Yes. So, anyways, it's just funny. So I'm not trying to tell you, I'm not putting a definitive male, female God up there. I actually believe it's the head of light or a giant light of energy
is
the divine. Okay. So I do want to, I hope that helps.
It does.
I'm going to let you go.
Sometimes I just try to pick words to be as quick as possible.
No.
And oftentimes they're not the correct words. And you're absolutely hear you. I hear you. And in the midst of these.
I just want to go. Yeah,
no, you go ahead.
I 100% understand what you were saying about you pick the words to try to get through easy or fast. Good. So then this is just reinforcement, just to remind you that if you do use terminology like that, we do want to cancel it so that we don't carry it forward. And
absolutely.
I'm going to let you go with it. I love you, Pat. Take
your
care.
Your response was really helpful.
Okay.
I appreciate it. And the information you gave was wonderful as well. What you were talking about earlier was great. Thank you for everything.
Okay.
God bless and
Do
your namaste.
Yeah, you have a very good one too. Bye bye. I'm going to go on to 917. I think. Come on. 917. It's going. You're on.
Hi, Reverend. Yes, I am. Reverend James Ashiel. Happy New Year.
Hey. Happy New Year, Ashiel. How are you doing?
Yeah. Not bad. It's a new year, you know, so it's been good, you know. It has to be good. It's a big new year, you know.
Absolutely.
Left all that stuff behind last year, so I'm looking forward to the new year, and if you have a message, general message from me, that'd be great.
Okay, well, the number one thing, right on. You were right on every single thing that you said, and they said you should trust your intuition 100%. You're 100% right on. I think you're telling yourself all the correct information all the time, and that you're getting a real read on your truth. And in that, you're so empowered in that you're realizing, man, what I think is the truth. You know? And dang, I'm going to start believing what I'm thinking, because I think before you questioned a lot of, is this going the right way? Or you just had a lot of what ifs, or it was always a back question. Do you understand what I'm saying there? You're always back questioning.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah, so we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to know. You need to know now. The truth is that you do have the truth. You are getting the right information. You are seeing situations almost perfectly. I mean, nobody sees every single thing right. Your truth is really there, and I think it should really, you should feel empowered. So did you have, you want to just, and the other thing, do you want to know? Same thing.
Oh.
They're just saying the same thing about if you go forward positively, you're going to create the path that you want. And I do feel like you've been getting stronger and stronger every month. So I'm not surprised that you're going to have a great year this year. And really,
well, I'm excited.
I do feel like the one I know you operate a lot out of your heart, but I want you to maybe feel out of your heart. And I don't know why they're telling me that, because I know all your intentions and stuff are right. I really do believe, like, you are really that nice person. Just operate a little bit deeper in your heart, I guess is what I'm trying to say, or feel. I need you to feel into your heart more, okay? That's what they're trying to say. Feel more into your heart, and it will give you new revelation, or it will give you new or deeper connection to your truth. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really going to be good. I think, wow. Yeah, new year for you, huh? Congratulations.
Well, I look forward to that.
Good.
And,
you should. And
can they at least let me know if there's a new love interest at least coming in for me?
Okay, yes. I
said new. I didn't see old, but I said new.
Oh, okay. A new love interest. Is the Shield going to have a new love interest in 2020? Okay. Can we give a date? Okay, I do believe there's somebody new in going to be coming into your life, and I tried to get a date, and I didn't get a date, so I'm going to say
okay.
I want you to stay open to it is. I do believe you're going to have love this year. Before when I was doing the general reading for you, I just be open to it and try to bring it forward as, you know, in God's timing, but as quick as possible. You can ask for as quick as possible in God's timing. And that's what I want you to do, because I want the right person, you know, to come forward in the right timing so that you're ready and they're ready. Okay?
To be honest with you, I've been getting a lot of attention lately, but I'm just staying focused and just, you know, until I feel that's the right one, then I'll go for it. I'm not going to just, you know, I'm going to be open, but I'm not going to be serious until I feel like that's the right one. You know what I mean?
Well, there's one thing to say, Ashil. Dating is why people are coming forward. It's so that you can actually read people and understand who they actually are, and that's why we date people. I don't think it's a bad thing to date anyone or to go out on a date and then realize, oh, there's so many things that we don't have in common, it wouldn't work. I would embrace possibly interest from other people, because those are people that God is actually sending to you to have a conversation with. It doesn't mean that they're the person you know, sometimes when you meet somebody, at first you think this person's crazy, but then when you actually get to know them, they're really a nice person. It might be one of those things. I don't want you to prejudge. What I want you to do is welcome or allow the people that are in your best and highest interest to come forward, and then, like you said, trust your feelings about how you feel about them, but don't be afraid to date somebody that, you know, they may not be the optimal look, but they have this great personality. You know, it could be lots of different things why they want you to embrace. You know, when people are coming forward to you, that is really a good sign. You've opened up like the flower, or you've become available, and your energy's high, and now feeling. I need you to go into that deep heart feeling now, when you're making your choices, okay? But don't be afraid to date, okay?
Yeah. No, I understand what you're saying. I understand, because especially when you said, I've learned to be a little more open instead of just have that specific look that I used to go for. Like you said, you never know. Somebody might not be attractive. Eventually, that might be the one, you know what I mean? So I'm open.
Yeah.
I'm looking at things a little more different now, you know?
So, yes, you want the person. I mean, of course you want the whole package, but you want the person that you're compatible with and that's in your best and highest interest. So that's what you have to be asking yourself. I only want what the person I'm compatible with that's in my best and highest interest to come forward. And do that in your meditation, and that will happen within 7 months.
I want
you to do it as soon as possible. But I believe it'll be by July if you do that. So I'm going to let you go with that. Okay.
Thank you
namaste.
So much.
Thank you for coming. Yeah, Happy New Year. I'm going to go on to 352.
Hello, Reverend James.
Hi. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Yes, I was just going to say, this is Joanne in Florida.
Hi, Joanne in Florida. How can I help you?
Hi. My lease is up in October. And I want to move from this city, like, permanently. And I had been looking into prior cities that I lived in, but do you feel or see that I will move to a location that's familiar to me, or do you see me moving to an area that I've never like been to before? Would that be more beneficial to me, in other words?
Okay, yeah. Do you want to stay in Florida or do you want to go out of Florida?
I would prefer Florida, but I am open to leaving Florida.
Okay. Is Joanne going to leave? Is it me? Joanne doesn't have the chance to leave Florida. Next. I believe that when I look at it, it's in your best and highest interest. It does look like you stay in Florida. It looks like I actually believe sometime in July or, halfway through, you're going to make a big shift or something, and that is going to tell you where you want to go in Florida. I do believe, I don't know, it's really close to where you are. So.
Wow, okay.
Yeah,
well,
it's weird.
If I may, the areas that you still live in are like between an hour and an hour and a half away is the areas that I used to live in.
Oh.
So it's not that far.
Okay. I didn't get out of Florida. And so, like I said, I thought it was for like right where you are. and that makes sense because that's...
right.
Okay. So if you want to quickly name... areas that you want, you know, put out one or two names that you want me to look at, and I'll tell you which is the best place to look at.
Okay, Winter Park, Florida.
Okay, hold on. Winter Park, it's in. It's best and highest interest. Okay, next.
Altamont Springs, Florida.
Okay, next.
Or the coast like Daytona Beach, Ormond Beach, Florida.
Okay, and where are you now?
I'm in Ocala, and I have two more. there's two cities that I haven't lived in, but I'm open to. I've looked into Oviedo, Florida, and Sanford, Florida.
What? Sanford? I actually feel like it's the Ormond.
Gosh. Chills.
Are you, or I don't know. I don't know where Ormond Beach is, but let me ask. Is it left? Is it right? Which is the best? I would say around Ormond Beach, but I feel like it's left or far. It might be a little bit farther south when I look at it, and I'm not really sure what's south of that, but that's the area I would be looking in. I do feel like, and that your prayers will be answered. So that's good.
Thank you for that. That's the best message you could ever hear.
Okay. I was like, they have something that they want to say. I was like, that's a good one to say. Okay. So I'm gonna let you go with that because I do have a lot of callers.
Yes,
I hope
yes.
That
bless
helps.
You so much. Okay. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Bless you. Namaste. Yes. Namaste. I'm going to go on to 630. Hi, 630. You're on the air. Can I get your first name? Hi. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from? Oh,
it's
hi. Dion.
Hi.
I have to apologize to you. I've been really busy, and I want to get back to you, and I didn't get back to you. I know we didn't have an appointment or anything, but I do want to assist you however I can. I didn't actually find that you called until after January 1st, so I kind of, everything's been messed up. Anyways, how can I help you today?
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your mom. And I will pray for you and your mom and your family.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So how can I help you today?
Well, I'm starting to get restoration in my life. Like, I got my Wi-Fi last week. Cupid just got his dog stroller. I got a new dog stroller for him. And boy, did he know as soon as I didn't even have it assembled yet. As soon as it came out of the box, he knew it was his. He knew that was his stroller. Next week, we're going down to Florida to get the storage and bringing it back. Mm-hmm. So I'll be able to have all of my stuff again in one spot. And, okay, so I started calling, like, different, like, bankruptcy lawyers and stuff just to see if I should exercise that as an option. The only thing is I have a car, and I'm not willing to part with my car. And so I'm...
Is it an antique?
Yeah.
Is it your only car?
Yeah.
Then you get, I believe they won't go after, they don't take the car.
Well,
I
looked up North Carolina law, and it said up to $3,500 equity in your car. My car's worth more than $3,500.
Because it's an antique?
Yeah.
Well, antiques can be looked at both ways. Is it a remodeled antique?
No, it's original.
So it's a piece of old junk.
But not to me. Like, I can't ever get rid of it. I don't care how old it is.
I know that. I'm not judging you. I'm just saying there's two perspectives there. A person can say, that's an antique, it's worth this money. Well, then you got to have a buyer, and if it's worth that money. And if you don't have a buyer, it's not worth anything but being an old car that needs a lot of restoration. So, you know, then it's only worth $600, because when you go to sell it on Craigslist, it's a 40-year-old car. And, yeah, somebody could restore it and make it worth $20,000, because what, or maybe even $40,000 if it's a, you know, got, it's, you know, something spectacular. But, you know, cars, restored cars, they can be expensive, but they're not worth that much money. They have to be restored. So what you have is an old car, and what you convey the truth. It's an old car. Yeah, it could be something if you had $1 million.
$12,000. No, if you run the Kelley Blue Book, it like you could get like 14 for it or whatever. But I mean, I get what you're saying though. You know, like that's at best or whatever. But I mean, do you
right.
see me being able to keep my car and still work through my financial recovery? I'm not sure I'm going to file bankruptcy, but it's an option. But I don't want to lose the car.
I get yes on you keep your car. I absolutely do. But like you said, you need to get consultation from a professional. I'm not a professional bankruptcy person. And if they say that you, if it's $3,400 that you get to keep on your car, I don't know how it works. So you would have to actually ask them how it works. But I don't think they take your car because they're not going to take an old car and try to sell it to make up for, and if you're filing bankruptcy for credit cards, that is unsecured loans, so that they don't come back on that. The stuff that they come back on is when you own stuff like your house and stuff like that. So I'm not positive,
not
like I said.
Debt.
No, they are unsecured loans. But it will ruin your credit, and so every place that you go, you will have to report that I filed bankruptcy. But I've known people who have done bankruptcy and after 7 years have gone out and bought a new car and bought a new house and bought everything. So if you know, people go through hard times and people recover from it, and you had health condition that brought you down. You need to resolve your health. I'm so happy you're getting your stuff. You need to resolve your health condition. And if I would do an actual consultation with a debt consultant, because know better than anyone. Okay, do you understand that?
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I hope that helps.
Okay, thank you.
I will talk to you soon. Namaste. Oops. I'm going to go right on to 520.
Hey!
Hi, 520.
Hey! Reverend James, it's Lisa in Arizona. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Hi, Lisa in Arizona. It's so funny because sometimes I hear voices and I recognize them right away. And your voice is one I always recognize, but I didn't recognize it today. And it was because it was
phone.
The Hey You.
It's my phone. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling so good right now, this moment in time.
Awesome.
You know, the holidays. Yay, they're gone.
Yay. Yay.
I mean, it was
run,
and I'm grateful. I can run to all this stuff, and I'm taking a moment in time and relaxing and drinking my coffee and my juice and just, Reverend
let
James,
me ask the big question. Let me ask you a big question before you ask me anything. Did you meet somebody?
No, I'm meeting a lot of people, and I socialize a lot.
No, nope. You would know. Okay, something's coming forward for you. I do feel like you're going to meet somebody, but it's on the big love letter.
Oh,
level.
Yes, thank you, Reverend.
This is going to be the big one. I know. I was just wondering because it came up right away, and so I wanted to. I put it out there.
Okay.
I believe that's coming forward for you this year.
Thank you.
You asked for it for how many years? Is what it is. So here it
all
is.
All my life.
It's coming.
Since
here.
I was out of the womb.
Okay. Allow it. Allow it because
okay.
It's happening. Okay. So how can I help you today?
Well, my heart is sending you heart energy for your mom.
Oh,
and
thanks. I appreciate
it. I lost my mom a few months ago. So I can relate. Yeah, I can relate. Well, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Gosh.
It's fine. I'm a really strong person, and I've had such an interesting life. So I just want her to have peace is all, you know. And, you know, if she doesn't understand me my whole life, it's okay. She's, you know, from a different time era, you know, or whatever. So, and none of us have manuals on what the truth is, so we all have to trust our truth and live our faith, you know. And saying that, this is what I'm getting for you is that you are not communicating your vision. Okay.
Oh, really?
They're saying you need so have you set a goal, or are you setting goals?
Oh, I'm journaling.
Okay.
But, you know, I will listen to what you're saying and ponder it and apply, you know, really do some self-examination on this. I've been like a juggernaut just trying to keep up with family and holidays, and I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. And this moment in time, it's so peaceful for me. As I said, it's, you know, a minute to pause.
Good.
And so I will be more cognizant, more aware. And I did want to ask you, maybe the vision is part of that. No, it is, I'm sure. I have something for sale, and I'm just wondering, do you pick up any energy around that where it will conclude or someone will come to buy it soon, relatively within the next month or so?
I got yes, it's going to sell. Is that month? Yeah, it's going to sell. I think I want to say that it's going to sell within a month, but I really believe it's going to be within 2 months or thereabouts that time, because I actually got two when I asked. But you said one. So it could be thereabouts. You know, it could be if you're starting today and 2 months would be a month, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I do believe it's going to be positive. I think it's going to be a little bit longer than a month. It might not be. If you put your energy into it, you know, do a meditation on it, bring forth the people, places, and opportunity to get this sold. And,
I believe you.
You know, light a candle, do a meditation, bring in the energy, post it on your board if you're still doing one, a vision board.
Yeah.
Or post it on your refrigerator with a magnet. So every time you see it and say, thank you for this blessing, and please let me pass this blessing on to someone else that's in my best and highest interest. And that means you'll get the highest price. You'll get the best person that won't come back with it, you know, that kind of thing. Do you understand?
Thank you. I do. I do so much,
okay.
Yes.
Good, because it's going to go positive. It may be, you know, don't get anxious about time. And I love that you're taking time because you've needed it too, which you know very, because you're not about being by yourself or time for yourself. So I'm happy to hear that you actually allowed it. So, I hope that helps.
It does immensely. And much
good.
Heart love to you, and thank you, and Happy New Year.
Thank you very much. You take care, and we'll talk soon. Namaste.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go right on to 631. Hi, 631. You're on the air. Can I get your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, James. It's Christine from Long Island, New York.
Hi, Christine. How can I help
Hi.
You today?
Oh, I want to thank you. We spoke a couple of months back, and I had some cords I feel like I was carrying on for years, and you cut one, and I really wanted to tell you that it's changed so much for me. I wanted to say thank you for that because it's been so good. And then before, when I was listening earlier, you did a little a clearing when the cords, and I was listening, and I have a feeling that one I was holding on to might have also been cut. Do you think that there might be any more that I'm holding on to? Because I feel like my feet are still stuck in the mud to move in any direction.
Did you say you were from Long Island?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm getting the right person.
Okay.
I got you on the right path. You're on. I'm getting that you're on the right path.
Okay.
You are okay. It's illusion. There is one thing they are saying that your feet are. It must be about the feet in the mud. That's an illusion.
Yes.
That is not
okay.
true. You always are moving
okay.
forward. Every single person
okay.
is always moving forward, even if we feel like we're not moving forward. So just cancel. I want you to say, I cancel that. I'm stuck in the mud. I'm choosing to allow myself to move forward in my best and highest interest. And if you just do that for like 3 days and then start to re-manifest what you're trying to bring forward, then you
okay.
will be flowing into it.
Because okay.
I believe you've been manifesting. I feel like they come hard to you, though. And I think it's because you do feel like, you know, just because you can't see the outcome doesn't mean there isn't one. Or just because you can't see something going on doesn't mean something's not going on. It comes
okay.
through faith. And when you put the faith in your heart, you know, I'm going to allow myself to move forward. I promise you, you're moving forward. And you'll feel it. You'll be like, you'll know when you're telling yourself the truth, you know. And then when you're scared and you think, I'm not moving forward, then you have to say, why am I scared that I'm not going to move forward? You know,
what?
Try to figure out why they're keeping you from moving forward. And then I think you'll find that it's an illusion. It's your ego doesn't have anything to do. And so it's telling you, you know, it's telling you there's no way out. You won't be able to figure it out. No one can figure it out or whatever it is. And the truth is that you have to say, okay, you're my ego. I can't figure this out on my own. I'm going to give you the chance to bring forth a solution that I find acceptable. And then that get your ego out of your way because it's working on something. And that gives you time to actually manifest what you want to bring forward. And it then the ego will say, oh, well, maybe you can do it this, and it will add to your work of going forward rather than keeping you feeling, ah, I don't know where to go or anything. There always is forward, and as long as you're alive. I mean, once you hit the 3D death thing, then you're over. And the reason why I keep always saying that is because even my mom's in a nursing home, even though she's in a nursing home, she can still have quality of life. She can still have and maintain a peacefulness that could bring her quality of experience to the very day she goes. And that's why I say that to people. You're not done. And she says, well, I signed an NDR. It doesn't mean that you're dying. It means when God chooses, your physical will end.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I almost felt like she was willing herself to die. And I'm like, stop. You have a choice to choose happiness right now and to try to just really find peace. And so that's what I wanted to say to you. Yeah. Same thing. You're moving forward. The peace is there if you choose it. I actually believe you've already, like you said, you have moved forward. And the other thing, the last thing I just want to tell you is Archangel Michael is either a guide or someone. If you might even be able to hear him, because he is pointing to his ear that he might actually be speaking to you. And you may think, am I talking to myself or is that my subconscious? Just try to hear the message and don't matter where it comes from. Okay?
Okay.
Try to hear the message.
I think I do.
Okay.
I do. I think I do get messages. I really do.
Absolutely.
And
it's from Michael, I believe. I believe it's Archangel Michael. Because he's, right in the forefront. And not that you don't have two other guides with you, but they're not stepping forward. So, and he pointed to his ears saying, here. So that's where I would go with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And don't be trapped anymore. You're not trapped. You're just going through. And so we have to figure out, why am I going through this? If it feels stagnant, then how do I get out of that stagnant to be in a different vibration? And that usually means getting happy, trusting yourself, and really, loving yourself, and it will bring you to the next level. So I'm going to let you go with that. I hope that helps.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Namaste.
It's such a pleasure.
Namaste.
Thank you so much. I'll work on that. I'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Okay, yes. Namaste. Happy New Year. Okay, I'm going to go on. This is a long distance number, or a country, I think. 346, you're on the air.
James,
hi, 346.
Happy New Year, Teresa. Hi, James. Happy New Year,
Teresa. Hi, Teresa. I can hear you. Hi. It's very nice to talk to you. I'm so happy you got through. How can I help you today?
I missed the beginning part of your radio talk show, so I didn't know what you said, but I hope that everything will be okay with your mom. I just kind of listened to what other callers have said, so I hope she'll be fine.
No problem. Yeah, it's her time. I think it's time for her to pass, but she's having a hard time of letting go because she's really fearful. And when you're fearful, you can't move forward. It's just about quelling her fears. And it is scary because, she doesn't know what to expect. And it's alone. You're also alone even though you have family and everybody around you. So it's a really interesting experience to go through that transitioning. But if you follow people who have transitioned and come back, they all say pretty much the same thing that, they go to the light and they meet their families and stuff. And it's not a scary thing. Some people who, were bad to begin with have gone, had experiences that straighten their butts out. So how can I want to help you, though. I got more callers, so I have to really.
I'll make it fast.
No problem.
What
Not
I wanted
bad.
To ask, what I wanted to ask you was, last month I found out that I had forgotten to include a very important document to for authentication. It's all part of paperwork that
your
I need to get done here.
Yeah.
I was scrambling to, well, eventually I got that important document. It's actually my criminal record sent to the authentication services in Canada, but it's so far it's just been quite frustrating because I've been going back and forth with them. I sent them a long questionnaire that they had sent to me to explain like why I need to have this rushed, and so my question I wanted to ask is, do you see this document coming back to me in time that I could use to give to my lawyer to process, or will I need to redo the whole process again? Because there's a certain timeline that this criminal record is valid.
I believe that you'll have it in time and that your lawyer will be able to utilize it, and you won't have to redo the process.
Oh, that's great. I've been so worried because
that's what I'm getting. I think that I don't know if it's going to be if he'll actually have it in his hand, but I think he gets like a fax or he gets something that's concrete enough to use in court. So I didn't actually see the paper being handed to him from you. So I just got the answer that it will be in time and he'll you don't have to redo the process. So did you understand that? It could be a fax, is what I feel like, a facsimile or something it can be used.
This document, after the authentication services authorize my document, they then have to send it to the embassy in Canada, and then they then forward it to me in Spain. So there's still, I think, another month or 2 months of wait. But it's right now it's still stuck with the first party. They're still trying to go through my document and approve it before they send it to the second party, and then the second party will then be able to approve it and then send to me.
Yeah, it's going through Teresa.
Okay.
I hope that that's what I'm getting. You know, it's,
thank you.
As of right now, that the energy's all right.
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much, James.
Okay, I'm going to let you go with that. I hope that helps, and I'll be looking forward to hearing that it works. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Namaste. Bye. Yeah, bye-bye. No. Yeah, I do believe it's going to work for her. 845. Hi, 845, you're on the air.
Right way, yeah.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, bye. Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, could I get your first name and where you're calling from? Is this Lucy?
Yes, it's me.
Hi, Lucy. How are you
it's
doing?
Me.
How can I help you?
Good, wonderful,
Are you New York? Is that where you are?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Okay, I just want to make sure I get the right, Lucy. Good thing
yes,
for you. How can I help you?
Yes. A wonderful, beautiful reading for New Year, please.
Well, it is a really nice one. They're telling me to tell you to review last year. And you really have to be – you're such a good energy. They want you to review it because maybe you haven't accepted how good it was, or by reviewing it, you're going to find how much better you can make this new year. So they want you to go through the whole year, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, it was wonderful. I got so many experiences, my God.
Oh, okay.
Jesus, I was so connected with divine on 2023. I want the same thing and even better. Yeah, that was amazing.
So, perfect. Well, the reason why I said unfortunately is you need to do all 12 months. They want you to do every month. They want you to go back and review each month, and then this year apply how it can be better. or how you want to bring it to be different or better. Do you understand that?
Yes,
so it's
going to
be good for you. And remember that gratitude brings things forward. Being grateful really is the, it's because your heart feels good. And if your heart is feeling good, you're in the right vibration. And your heart is always pretty much right vibration. So it becomes, as you become more enlightened, you have to define a little bit tighter on your aspirations or manifestations to, you know, to take you to that next level. Because you're already really bright. So how do you get brighter? How do you bring more joy into your life? How do you have more success? How do you manifest what you really want? And all you have to do is just meditate on that, and you're going to be flying because you're already a good manifester. You already have so much joy. And it's just going to be slightly higher. So I need you to look at what you did last year and think, how do I make this year? And I think maybe you could do it each month. So in like January last year, these are the great things that happened for me, and this is what I'm going to choose for January this year. And see if you can't manifest those things each month. Do you understand that?
Oh, well, yeah. I got to check my I used to write a calendar. I think every year I just toss it away. I hope I still have it. I have a reverse cycle.
I believe that. I know I do, too. No, yeah, that's why if you don't keep a journal or something like that, yeah, try to. That's why I think they want you to review it so you don't forget. Because it's easy to forget all the good things because they were good. And what happens is people get stuck on the bad things. Oh, I remember that.
Never.
That's because it was bad. Yeah.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
But if you want somebody to remember something they loved, like the day they got married, you have to say, remember the day we got married, all the love. You have to remind people that it doesn't just is like, you're not just walking through a grocery store. Oh, the day I got married, I remember that. It really is about paying attention and being in gratitude for what did happen and what you want to bring forward to manifest now in that kind of level of happiness. Okay?
Being aware of what happened and enjoying what happened and getting it better. Okay, I got a question, specific question. I got this friend. He's my best friend. And he said, things are going to change for this new year and blah, blah, blah. But what's going on with him, Andres? I said, come on.
I got two things. Hey, you're cancel that. There's always a possibility. That is actually the first thing they said to me. There's a possibility. So
he said,
you have
to
believe.
This friendship is weird. I say, no, it's not weird. It's beautiful. It's pure love. No sex, no nothing. I say no, but then it's too weird, you know? And then I say, oh, next year I'm going to change. Then I say, whatever. But he keeps being the same, loving this person to me.
I think what you need to do is spend time in meditation on it, truthfully, because you know the truth better than I do. You actually know the relationship on levels that I don't know.
No, because I just want a beautiful, pure relationship. That's it. I don't want no real compromise with anybody because the love of my life comes, and I don't want to be tangled to nobody.
Right.
I just want. It's a lot of people that let's go here, let's go there. I say yes, but don't expect anything from me.
Right.
Lucy's a good Lucy until
say,
you. Mm-hmm.
You just have to say. Yeah, I'll do that, but just as friends.
Yes.
And
yes,
then
it's, yes.
You have to just use the word, I like you, but you're my friend, not my lover. Or I'm looking for a husband. And unfortunately, I want somebody with no conditions that I fall in love with. And so, you know, you're just telling the truth. I would use the friend word. You know, I'd love to do that as friends. That sounds great. Let's do that as friends.
We have been friends for a long time.
Yeah, I know. But, You're going to have to keep doing it if you want to remain friends. You have to keep reminding him that you like him, but it's as a friend.
Yes.
You get
I
that?
I've had a lot of people that I only my friends, and they say don't even drink to be something else.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
That's it,
and
because Lucy is just love. That's it. Cute love.
It's going to be hard to find somebody that's perfect, Lucy. You can't remember, nobody's perfect either. And sometimes because you have so much love to share that you might be the brighter of the lights. But the other person will offer you a light that you don't feel like you have and you want to share with them. So, you know, don't look for perfection. Look for how the truth is in your heart. And you'll do fine. I'm going to let you go with that.
Thank
I hope
you.
That helps. I do have to let you go. Okay, yep. Namaste. Happy
Thank
New
you.
Year.
Thank
yep.
you.
Namaste.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to go on to 347. Hi, 347.
Hi,
you're in the air. Oh,
hi.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Oh, this is, I can't think who it is. I'm sorry. I know who
this
it is.
This is Katie. This is
Katie. Katie. I know. I kept getting so dead. You didn't know it's like, it's Katie. Hi, Katie. And just so I can say, 858, you're going to be next, and I believe that's everybody. So, hi, Katie. How can I help you?
Hi, Reverend James. Happy New Year. I wish you love, sending love and light with your situation with your mom.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So how can I help
yes.
you today?
Well, I moved. Can you believe it? I moved. I
yes.
love it. Yes,
oh,
I love it.
Thank God. I'm sorry. I didn't, you know, I never try to, I don't really judge at all. I don't because I can't. I don't live your life. But I felt bad on your energy lots of times when I've talked to you that you're getting mean energy. And I was like,
yeah,
you can take it for a while, but you can't take it forever. That's
Yes. And I want to release
good.
It. I don't want to, you know, carry anybody
yes.
else's energy or emotions. I want to be
yes.
free of other people's emotions.
Perfect.
And I don't want to accept any negative emotions. So,
perfect.
Yes. I have a question about, thank
perfect.
You. Yes. I feel lighter. I feel so happy. And this where I'm at has just been a beautiful, just the best
perfect.
Experience. Yes. I want to attract new employment, and I was saying
what kind of
new employment.
New employment. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, and I think I said that. Like I said, I want new employment, and the position I had, they had sent me a thing. It was kind of like a contract position. It said that they sent me a thing saying that the project or whatever I was doing had ended. And, like, I had no warning, no clue. But I was just wondering, did that happen because I said I want new employment? Like, did I not specify I wanted the position I had, and you know, but just attract something that pays me more and that's just better for me?
The one part I'm not getting is the part did I don't think that's why the job that contract ended.
Okay.
Is it because she wanted new employment that contract ended? I'm trying. It could be a maybe. You know,
yeah.
I didn't get yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And I didn't get no,
yeah.
no, no either. So
yeah.
it might be all in the whole scheme of things. And but I did get yes, yes, you're getting new employment. So I got yes, yes on that. So now what I wanted to try really quick, if I can get a time on it, how soon until Katie gets? Okay, good. It's a really, I think it's within 30 days or thereabouts.
Yeah, I think so too. I feel that as well.
And it's just good. There's lots of good things that are Yeah, I'm getting favorable. So I think things are going to be going smoothly for you. Did you have another question? Did you have a specific place you wanted me to look at?
I'm trying to see if I I think I'm trying to get I've been trying to get a place. I'm going to try to get a position with a law firm or something like that. But what I was wondering about too is I'm thinking about doing something where I could go into the office, maybe so I can meet some new people, or I'm not sure if it's going to be totally remote or if it's, you know, something where I can meet new people.
They like that. It's a yes on that.
Yeah.
I got a yes. Yeah. They like that. And I think it's always been about that. I actually get Michael with you too, Archangel Michael. The one thing I don't, they did say, don't be beating yourself up. So.
Okay.
So I want you not to. I want you to be nice to yourself. This is all part of, you know, the experience. You're in a new experience. So, with new experiences are going to be tendencies to go back in your mind and think, you know, don't go back. This is a new experience, and this is new how you should respond to it. Okay. And now, you're already have raised your. I really believe that some of a lot of people have problems with their surroundings around them, and that's why they can't break through. And I think I believe that was going on for you too. I think
I'm sensitive
two things
for energy and
and your vibration.
And I'm an empath.
I feel was getting too high. Okay, so that's done. So now call in Archangel Michael. Again, the people, places, and opportunities to move forward in your best and highest interest. Only, and this is when I like to define, only allow what's in my best and highest interest. That's the only thing the only negative that you want to not allow. If it's not in your best and highest interest, you don't want it to come forward. Don't bring it to me.
Yeah.
I only want what's in my best and highest interest. And get that through. Because then you'll only be having experiences that are good.
Yeah.
Only.
Yeah.
It's really like people say, well, I want a job at, you know, this price. And it's that defined it too so tight that it's, you know, the possibilities are so limited. But if you say, I want a job that's in my best and highest interest, you don't have to say the price. It's going to be better than what you can think. It's going to offer you better things than you can imagine. You know, it's going to give you the respect that you deserve, the camaraderie, the money. It's the whole thing. It's not just one tiny thing that keeps you trapped. And so I need you to, I need you to be claiming only what's in my best and highest interest. Am I going to entertain? You know, and start manifesting that one. Okay, because you're entitled to that, and you've already started doing it. Breaking away was one. Was a big one. I didn't know how long it was going to take you, truthfully, because I know that there's a call to you always there. I don't know why. and I always think you think it's a love relationship, but I don't think it's a love relationship that calls you.
No, it's you mean like a romantic relationship, or you mean like family love?
Yeah. No,
family love?
Know that the family keeps calling you. No, I think you think I think. Your
no,
energy thinks
I
it's a love relationship.
No, I think it's – no, maybe I think with the family there was a love relationship. I never thought like there was like a romantic partner for me like in New York. I never really – I never felt that in New York.
I'm just going to say I can believe you, and I do believe you in everything, how you think. That's what I was getting, is that there was either a held on from a past love that you that you, I don't know, thought because the energy's there that it's there. But the energy of love is in your heart. And that's where I want you to operate everything from now. And just what I just hopefully taught you was only what's in your best and highest interest. That's all you're entertaining now. And that's on the highest level, and you need to meditate on it. And if you can, if you can't remember it, put sticky notes up, only in my best and highest interest. So when you go to the mirror, there's a sticky note, you know, that says, oh, that's right, I'm only getting what's in my best and highest interest. My hair looks perfect.
Yeah, yes.
You know?
Well, no, I'm very open. For my, you know, for my new year, I'm ready to create, you know, the things I want to create. And, you know, I'm open to, you know, if it's remote, I'm open to if it's in person. You know, if it's remote, if I decide to move somewhere else, I can still do it. You know, I'm just really open to different experiences, but all positive, all positive.
Yes, but no, you're open to only experiences in your best and highest interest in any area then. In any area. If you want to have multiple choices. If you want to have specific choices, I only want interest, I only want what's in my best and highest interest with law firms that are going to be in my best and highest interest. You can define it like that.
Okay.
Or you could, but you don't want to limit it to, it has to be Ron and Ron law firm, and it has to be in January.
Right.
That doesn't work. Okay.
Right. Yes.
So,
Thank you so much, Reverend James.
Yeah. You're going to have success. You are. I know you are. I absolutely believe that action to success is what they're saying. Action will create success for you. And that means do the meditation. Please do at least one meditation on bringing forth what's in my best and highest interest, the people, places, and opportunities. And you'll be that. And you just use that as your foundation, and then you can meditate on, you know, or even daydream on what the best thing possibly could be, because I want to see your job visualized in your mind and heart, how you want to move forward. Okay?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Reverend J.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Katie. Have a good one. Namaste. I'm going to go. Oh, yay, I made it. 858, you're on the air.
Hey there, Reverend James. How are you today? Happy New Year.
Oh, you didn't have your hand up. I'm sorry. Did you want to ask a question?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. This is the first time I've ever called, so I just thought I was supposed to call. I'm really sorry.
Okay. No, no problem. So just for future using Blog Talk, if you want to be on the show, you press the number 1, and then a little hand raises for the person that's does the caller cue, and it says this person has a question. You can call in and just listen, and if you don't have a, then don't press. You don't have to press number 1, or if you don't want to be on air, don't want to talk to anybody, then don't press number 1. And usually, I would skip that, but because the shows ran so long, I didn't look ahead of time, and I would be very glad to answer any questions you have.
Thank you for explaining that, and thank you for being so nice. I have a question. I guess just like everyone, I'm of course curious about love or finances or whatever you may see. But I've recently moved across the country to Southern California, and it's been a bit of a rocky start here for me. I've had a bit of discord with one of my neighbors, which I've never had before. And he's like the little ringleader of the neighborhood that I've moved into, which unfortunately has created me being ostracized with the rest of the neighbors. He's, you know, creating a situation that isn't real onto me, projecting. And so I've tried to extend an olive branch and to be kind to this individual, and I'm really hoping that that's going to turn the corner. So I don't know if you see anything with any of those three areas or whatever else you may see or don't see. I'm okay with, but I just thought I would ask.
Okay, that is going to turn a corner and it's going to die down. I guess what the reason why they have you call me is because back in 2012, I used to do nursing home. I used to go into a lot of nursing homes to do music. I write music, and so I felt as a gift to the communities that I lived in. I went into nursing homes and I would do an hour show and for free, you know, so that the people that are sick and stuff could have something different in their life. And what I noticed, though, was after every nursing home show, I was feeling like I was being attacked by energy, and I was. And so my guide gave me, he called it the Diamond Dome of Protection. And what you do is, and it really protects your energetic field. So when there's people that are negative or people who are even scanning or throw energy at you that's negative. You don't even need, people can throw energy and you don't even need to see them. And so if he's being that discordant in your life, you need to protect your energy field. And so what you do is you call in Archangel Michael, and you say, Archangel Michael, I call you in. I ask you to surround me in a diamond dome of protection above and below, all around me, and seal me in it. And then the other thing that I do is I call in Archangel Metatron, and I ask him to infuse that protective field with the Christ light. I use the word Christ light, but it can be divine light or the highest light of light that you can bring in, because darkness can't penetrate light. Light can penetrate darkness and can diminish darkness. And so the reason why you want to put that protective field around you is so when barbs are shot at you, they don't ruin your energy field, because somebody like that can take your nice, sweet personality that you have and they can make it horrible. They can make you feel horrible, and you've done nothing. And it's because you're letting them in your energy field. So the first thing to do is protect your energy field. The second thing to do is just allow God's grace to be your light as you walk forward. I think it'll diminish. I think you need to protect yourself, and you need to protect yourself from the time, I tell everybody this, from the time that you get out of bed, you need to put on that shield or that dome, because the first phone call you can get is going to be from a family member that's mad at you and starts yelling at you and your day is ruined, you know? And a perfect example is that, and was Christmas for me and my mom. She's very, very angry. She's sick and she's dying. And I didn't think to protect myself when I called her. And she just ruined my one whole day because her energy got into my field. I know better. I know I do this for a living. I've been doing this for, you know, 30 years, 35 years, and I still didn't remember to do it for myself. But every day that I work, I always do it before I get out of bed because almost always there are, you know, there's a lot of people that first off hate psychics and are wanting to tell you about, you know, that you're Satan representing. But I'm not. I only deal with the light. And yes, there is darkness. And I do believe our world is in a fight of light and darkness right now. So I don't know if that helped, but did you understand that?
Yes, I understand that. Thank you. I really do appreciate that. And I'll do my best to remember, and I'll write it down so that maybe okay. I see it first thing when I get up. But with that okay. said, I don't know you if you can see anything in regard to.
Well, first
go
I want to tell you, you can get that in the you can get this conversation in the archive of the show. So, so if you want to go back, and you're the very last person in the show, so you can go to the archive and you can write down that Diamond Dome of Protection. So if you want,
you.
Or, you know, or if you forget it. So now what did you want? You wanted to know what this year is going to be like?
Whatever, honestly, you see, if you see, I don't know if you see anything for love or finances, or maybe I'm supposed to hear something else from you in regards to that. I know we all have these hopes and dreams of being okay and being loved, but maybe there's other things for me. I don't know. So I just get whatever you see.
Okay, the one thing that they really are pointing out to me is that you have an originality that's unique. I don't know how to, they're using the word originality. That's your muse or your Joss, that you're unique or quite unique. Is that, do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because you're different than other people, and I don't know why they're using, you know, like they give me different terms, and usually I, to some degree, I have to interpret. So let me see if I can't get a better clarification. The other thing that I think they're saying is that you can use your imagination to create reality. So I don't know if you daydream and then that's how you're manifesting, or if you're choosing to manifest, it can start with a daydream, because there's a place that's on the left side of the brain. It's called the Wall of Dreams. And that's where, when you're daydreaming, that's giving you ideas on what you want the future to look like. Or it gives you ideas where your growth it should be, because you're drawn to it in a dream. So then you want to kind of look at what you're daydreaming and how you're moving forward. And I think your uniqueness or your originality is your asset. Like people can't, like some people can't think out of the box. You know, they can only just see the four corners and there's no other solution. And I think you have a different perspective on things that makes it original, fresh, and correct. Because I get the word good or correct. Do you understand that?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, and then I'm going to just ask real quick on a love life. When I do a reading, I stay in 6 months, because I don't want to go farther than that, because then you're waiting too long to get the answer. I want you to know what's going to happen, you know, for real, that I see. The energy that you're putting up, I don't see love for you in the next 6 months. It doesn't mean that it can't happen. It just means that you're not putting it out there. So if you're going to prioritize love, then you should take steps to prioritize having love. Like set up a little altar where you light a candle for the person that you're bringing forward to come to you. Or you can place things that you love as representative. You can make space in a closet for where that person's going to put their clothes, or make space in your drawer where you're going to allow them to keep their stuff there. Or, you know, and just start making space for this person to come forward. But I would also meditate on it. And usually they say meditate with a pink or a red candle. And usually people really love to carry stones or crystals. And the pink rose quartz crystal is one that they say attracts love. And the reason why it does work. All those things work, and it's because it's through intention. You don't have to do any of those. You could lay in your bed and just meditate and, you know, raise yourself up or down. There's a place called the Mundi, and it's a place of manifestation creation. So you can go into your physical body, close your eyes, and, like, you know, daydream about how you want to move forward. How is it going to look? And that's a way of manifestation. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Thank you. It sounds funny, but I put a rose quartz in my bra, like someone told me that before, and I've gone on like a couple of dates, but they've just been like awful, and I do get like attention and things from them, which is like flattering, but like it never goes anywhere further than. Even with my neighbor, the neighbor that's causing the discord, it's like it was very apparent, like he had some sort of feeling for me. But like, you know, I'm just not real sure why things go in a certain direction, and maybe I'm just not attracting the right birds, if you will. But I'm trying.
No,
I've been praying for years for love.
So just okay. So just imagine if you weren't aware, you could have dated that neighbor and then found out that person was like that before you were already involved with them. So I feel like that was an escape, especially if he does have feelings towards you. You might be able to deal more rationally with them, you know, saying, you know, how am I supposed to respect you if you're treating me like this? You know, or I wouldn't be confrontational with a person who's confrontational. I would use the Diamond Dome of Protection, and I would Oh, I hope I didn't lose you. Did I?
Oh, no, I'm still here. No, and you're right. Like, even just trying to have a rational conversation with him, he kind of, like, lost his mind on me, I guess, is the best way to say it, and started screaming and doing a bunch of things, and then said a bunch of things that weren't true about me to other neighbors, and it just kind of shook me, to be honest. And so I was real grateful that you shared that protection, because I mean, it really got me out of, like, I was in a real good routine of exercise and eating and meditating multiple times a day, and it just made me so sad, you know, like, it just shook me. So I recognize, like, I let it get to me more than I should have, and I'll work on it, you know, but I just, I've just been praying for years. I got divorced a few years ago, and just love to have a man in my life that's a good man, you know?
Yep. So then with that, I love that you're carrying the quartz in that. So now what I want you to remember is that you're a flower, and a flower will attract bees wherever it is. Okay? So it does become a point of discernment. So when you do your meditation, it's like the other person that I was telling with only. I would like to bring only the person who's in my best and highest interest in for a relationship into my world. Or, you know, I want to bring forth a person that is in my best and highest interest that will complement me for the rest of my life. Because you don't want somebody exactly like you want as you, but you want somebody that's similar, that complements you. That's what a relationship. You complement him and he complements you, and vice versa. And then you share your energy and create usually families and offspring. And so with you in your meditation, I would ask, please bring forth only the person that's in my best and highest interest. And it might be more than one person, because more than one person gives you different experiences that are going to be in your best and highest interest. So you might want to define it as only bring forth the person that's in my best and highest interest that will bring me the happiest life filled with love. And that's a beautiful person to bring forward, okay? But there's other people that who's in my best and highest interest could be a person that that's going to teach you lessons on how to be strong and how to defend yourself and how to not put up with stuff if you're not capable of doing those skills. You know, that's why another person would come into your life. So you have to use discernment always, and that's why you date people. So if there are people that are coming forward that are interested and you're interested, then say, you know, I would be interested in going on a date and then maybe exploring each other's, knowing about each other more. And then after, you know, one or two dates, if you don't, then you have to say, you know, I have really and I mean, a date does not mean sex. It means a date. And I'm not saying it for you. I'm saying it for every other woman that's listening. A date doesn't include sex. It includes time together to know each other. And it can include drinks, and it might include a kiss. It might hold hands. You know, it could be a lot of things, but it's not jumping into bed. I'm not telling anybody to do that. I believe you should not be sleeping with everybody. I'll just put it that way. And I understand that people get drawn into emotion to the degree that, you know, it goes farther than they thought they were going to go. And in those cases, that was an experience you were supposed to have because you did it. So what did you learn from it? Was it the right person that you had that relationship with or that you did that with? What did you gain from that date? You know, the last thing I want to tell you is that when a woman sleeps with a man, she emits a chemical. It's a chemical reaction that has her fall in love. And that is something you can look up scientifically. It's the same chemical that makes a woman and a child bond when they have a baby. And it also happens when women have intercourse. It attaches you to your mate. And it's harder to break for women than it is for men. So it's easy to fall in love once you've slept with somebody because you already have produced the chemicals that have drawn you two together. So I just want to warn you about that if you're just for the future, okay? Do you understand that?
Yes, thank you. Just no, please, I'm not sleeping with anyone, but I appreciate
no,
that.
I know. I'm saying it for the other people, too. You know, a lot of people want to hear everybody's thing. So, and I know there's a lot of other, you know, everybody has a different threshold of acceptance. So I don't judge anybody. I just put the information out. And that's for you too, you know, and I hope that helps. Okay.
Thank you, Reverend Jane. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm going to let you go with that. That's going to be the end of my show, and namaste. Hey, have a great new year, and feel free to call in anytime. Okay, bye-bye.